health information from experts, supported by research. From University of Utah Health, this is thescoperadio.com.
Epilepsy is one of the most common neurological diseases in the world, but many people don't know much about the condition until they or a loved one receive a diagnosis. To help us understand the basics of epilepsy, we're joined by Dr. Amir Arayan. He's a professor and division chief of epilepsy at University of Utah Health. Dr. Arayan, first of all, what is epilepsy exactly?
So epilepsy is a neurological condition. It's a brain disorder, like other chronic brain illnesses, second only to a stroke. This is a condition where you have recurrent seizures. Seizures are like symptoms or symptoms of underlying condition. Seizures are caused by different things. Patients who have epilepsy, they have tendency to have recurrent seizures unprovoked without any reason.
And how does a person know if they have epilepsy? I mean, the seizure, but what does that feel like? Are all seizures the same?
No, not all seizures are the same. There are diversity of semiology, like presentation. A majority of the times, the seizures are presented as like staring off, zoning out, altered awareness, fuzzy thinking. And then like about 30% of the time, you have the jerking and shaking seizures as well.
And that's kind of what people tend to think about when somebody has epilepsy is that shaking seizure, but that's kind of one of the lesser common ones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think people are aware more of generalized tonic-clonic seizures, the shaking seizures more often, and they don't know that patients can present with just staring off or absent-mindedness as a seizure.
And if I'm having one of those types of seizures, do I know that that's what's going on? Am I aware that something is up other than I'm just zoning out?
Sometimes they don't know. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they feel an aura or a feeling immediately before the seizure, or sometimes they realize that the time has lapsed. So that way they can realize that something has happened.
So how would a person know to go and get it diagnosed?
If certainly you have any episode like this where you have fuzzy thinking or absent-mindedness and you notice there's a time lapse, I think you should at least talk to your physician.
So there is a time lapse.
There is.
You would look at the clock and then suddenly look at it again and like minutes would have gone by.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Seconds to minutes.
And what are some of the common causes of epilepsy? What's causing this condition? It's a symptom of something that's going on inside of my brain.
Exactly. So 60% of the time, it's a genetic cause. It runs in families.
Oh.
40% is acquired. And acquisition could be because of the head injury, could be from a tumor, from a stroke, infection in the brain.
What type of infections can cause epilepsy?
Most common is like meningitis. Or encephalitis, where you have inflammation of the brain or the coverings of it.
And if somebody has epilepsy, how do you diagnose it for sure?
So diagnosis is primarily clinical. History is very good evidence of the disease. Also, EEG is a test where they put wires on the head to record brain activity. That is very supplemental and helpful in aiding the diagnosis.
And when a patient is diagnosed, in your experience, what are the concerns they have then when they find out that they do have epilepsy?
So first thing is that do they have to be on medication all their life? That's one. Other thing is, can they drive or not? Can they have an employment? So these are the main questions typically.
Those are big questions.
Yep.
And do they have any sort of consistent answer, or is it really vary case to case?
So it varies case to case, but majority of the patients, like about 65% of patients, are controlled with seizure medication. They have to be on medicine. They can become seizure free. As far as driving is concerned, different states have different laws. Majority of the states here have about 3 months restriction of driving. If you're seizure free for 3 months, then you can restart driving. And as far as the medication, how long they have to take, it depends. If they become seizure free, we typically tend to keep them on the medication for about 2 to 5 years and then slowly taper it off.
So there is a possibility if one is diagnosed with epilepsy, is on the medication, that eventually you could be medication free and seizure free.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Is that a common misunderstanding or?
Common misunderstanding. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought the best that one could do is manage it. I didn't know that there was necessarily a way to cure it.
So there is some cure, and the epilepsy cure is considered if you have been seizure-free for 10 years, and the last 5 years have been without the medication.
And is medication the main treatment option, or are there other treatment options that you can explore?
So as I mentioned, about 65% of patients are controlled with seizure medications. About 35% are not. So they continue to have seizures besides being on anti-seizure medications. Those are the patients who we consider for other modalities as a treatment. And main modality for treatment is epilepsy surgery.
And how effective is epilepsy surgery?
Yeah. So if a person is a good surgical candidate, so for that, we evaluate by certain tests to make sure that the person has one single focus where the seizure is coming from in the brain, and it doesn't have any eloquence, meaning that area doesn't have motor function, memory function, or language function, then the surgeon can go in and remove that area without any untoward effects, and the seizure freedom rate is about 70 to 75%.
And even if surgery is not successful, does it have the opportunity to even reduce the number of seizures?
Certainly.
In combination with the medication.
Exactly.
So even though it might not be considered a success, it could
certainly
change
improves
somebody's
your seizures.
Life.
Yes, it certainly improves your seizures. And there are evidence that previous medications that have failed, it can be retried after surgery and they can be effective.
So after a person develops epilepsy and they have a treatment plan, what does their life look like after that?
I would say life is quite normal. People live normal, healthy life with epilepsy if they take their medications. Initially, even after the seizure, they may have restriction for 3 to 6 months of not driving. Sometimes because there's still stigmas associated with epilepsy in the society, and patients get fired from their jobs, even though they should not be. So that can be affected. People apply for disability in such a situation. Otherwise, they can live a normal life, you know.
Are there any resources or support groups that you can recommend for people that are living with epilepsy?
Yeah, the big support group everywhere is the Epilepsy Foundation, and Utah has its own chapter. They're a good support group. They help also in creating like a support group sessions, as well as they have other resources as well that they can help the patients. So Epilepsy Foundation is a good source.
And untreated, can epilepsy potentially be dangerous?
Certainly. Epilepsy is a serious condition. So people lose their lives because of that, because of the accidents that can happen if they're not following the driving restrictions. And there is an entity called sudden death in epilepsy, where people die in their sleep if they are not taking their seizure medication. So take epilepsy seriously. Please take your medications.
If somebody believes they have epilepsy, what should they do next?
So please talk to your physician if you are having any episodes, especially where you have absent-mindedness or obvious seizures, jerking seizures. And talk to your doctor and see what other options are available. If the seizures are not controlled after trying two seizure medications, please come to an epilepsy center.
Have a question about a medical procedure? Want to learn more about a health condition? With over 2,000 interviews with our physicians and specialists, there's a pretty good chance you'll find what you want to know. Check it out at thescoperadio.com.